Last one, huh? Yes?
What?
You can go the second, I just heard everybody say last.
Second back.
What? Wouldn't you take, wouldn't it be more logical to take the pace line of the actual business that he's running today, if it's only the last two, one of the last two?
Well, he was not bumped at the start.
Okay, let me get to that. Asher?
Yeah.
Which race was run at this level?
The last race.
Okay, of the two races, if you're keeping a true variance, which of the two races do you think gives him the most credit?
Well, the most credit would be the last race.
All right, which one represents his today current absolute form? No, let's.
I haven't been keeping up the way you have, but just from my own general observation, it seems to me the horses that are coming out of a 6.5 furlong race in Hollywood Park seem to show an inordinate amount of speed that they don't have in any other distance, either 6 or the 7. That has been my observation without the computer I'm talking about now. So that whenever I see a horse with a high speed rating or a high 6.5 furlong race in Santa Anita, I tend to go back to the 7 furlong or the 6 furlong if that's the actual actual distance of the race today.
Well, I'm not going to say that's wrong. I'm going to say that we're not going to do that.
No, I mean, I can see what you're saying.
You can make a case for that, and I would buy into it. The problem I have with that is that I don't like to drop back to a $10,000 climbing race, which is the worst, next to the maiden 32s and some of the three-year-old fillies.
You're absolutely right.
This is the worst, that's the worst punch on the ground,
$10,000.
And since it's the bottom level, half the horses in that field might have belonged at $4,000. I'm serious. Okay. Half that field might have belonged at $4,000. Now, I can see what you're saying, and yes, fine.
Well, I understand what you're saying about 10,000, but in this case, it must have been a pretty good race. It was run through the bars of 16,000.
I agree.
So it really wasn't that bad a race. See, I've got a problem with the fact that Aguilar overall, for instance, his speed rating was much better at the end of the final race, but he's set so far back by that bump at the start. In the last
race. He usually runs far back.
I'm glad you said that. Go ahead and say it again.
He's no bigger than he's under.
Well,
not for not.
That's right.
He's always been far back.
June 12th. Exactly. You get worse. All right, now I'm going to tell you something about what we just said. The race that he lost on June 12th is a full 3 lengths stronger than the race he won at 7 Pro.
Tom, for my own
Asher, no, let me finish it.
Oh, okay.
Asher, the race that he lost on June 12th is a 3 length better race when you figure what the track variant was on those days, 3 lengths better than the race that he won on May 26th.
Based upon the bar and the track variant.
Actual variant. Now, if you go back and use the second race back, you're shortchanging that horse by 3 lengths.
Okay.
And the fact that he was double jumped last time from 10 to 16, Mike Mitchell was telling you that this was going to run better than he did before. So now why shortchange him and go back and run the 7 furlong race, in which he also hit the half in 45 and 3, and it's the only time in his whole chart that he managed to get the half that fast. Now, let's stay with it for a moment, because that is, to me, what you're doing is you're kind of looking at it and saying, I'm going to take the very best race in his chart, and that is. That's the only time he got to the half in 45 and 3. The absolute only time.
The only comment I have is that I think it's significant because he has shown so much improvement that our top three contenders that we're talking about right now, they've all been ridden by the same guy in the last race.
Rosen. Sure enough.
I'm just trying to make a further case for using that last baseline because those guys know when a horse is really in good form and they're healthy. That's all I'm saying. I don't follow that sort of stuff, but I just think it's unusual when that situation arises that you really should look at that last race, even if it was, because it's the fastest race he's ever run. He might be in the best form he's ever been in his life.
Well, no, because he's a former allowance horse.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's
it.
Find out if
that's
the girl's choice.
Based on, that's right. I mean, it may not have been. Somebody else may be committed. You know, you never know how the
cap's
made.
Disagree with that.
But let's,
Let's consider now those last two races on him. He improves three full lengths from a win to a narrow loss, and he has trouble at that narrow loss. Okay, who's, just based on the five horses we put in this race, who is truly an improving horse here? Without having to convolute anything, it's a flat-out statement on the racing form that Angle Arc is an improving racehorse. Now, some of the others you might be able to say that about, and some you can't. Like, Trusty Dennis is not an improving racehorse. Not to say he won't win here, but he is clearly not an improver. In fact, he's anything but. He's been going downhill for a while. Peaceful Image, I mean, it's just, he's not getting any better. Not getting a whole lot worse, but he's not getting any better. Indian Sign might be improving a little bit, and Emperor El Norte is getting a little better. Okay, let's go and take some baselines. Angle Arc, we chose the last race finally, I believe. And if you didn't, you got it anyway.
I got it.
Okay. Let's pass over to Indian Sign for a minute. Just jump down. Indian Sign is clearly his last race, right? Mm-hmm. Adjust that race with my variance for this particular field, and that will take off some of the edge of that 44-4. So you probably still went up number one early, or very close to it. All right. Peaceful Image, what race do you want to use on this guy?
I don't want to use any.
I'll tell you how I play the one-turn mile. Since you're playing with me today, we're going to do it this way. With the one-turn mile, what I wind up doing is I wind up using the entire eight furlong race, and then instead of making a sprint-to-route adjustment one way, I use it the other. In other words, I add the sprint-to-route adjustment to that one-turn mile to bring him into a sprint. And they're about the only distance you can do that with is seven furlong. Fool with it. Trust me, first of all, but then fool with it yourself. Because the race is run as almost identical to the seven furlong race. And if the sprint to right is, if the sprint to route is 2 point something going from 7 to 8, it's plus 2 point something coming from 8 to 7, isn't it?
That's the 2.5.
That's also 2.5, depending on which program you're
right,
using.
Okay.
I'll tell you what to use.
That's only from the one turn mile up to back to 7.
Yeah.
Not from a mile of 16.
We'll use synergism, I think, on this race. That'll make it easy because it'll just force.
Synergism doesn't know it's a one-turn mile.
I said forget synergism.
Oh, sorry.
All right. And that's why, because she's right. Synergism doesn't know it. It winds up taking away. Trusty Dennis, what race do you want to use on Trusty Dennis? Well, the third back just isn't reasonable. That's back over in San Anita on a different track. They run the fractions differently over there.
Which one? The last?
Trusty Dennis.
Oh, the last one.
Now, the most slippery internal fractions that you can use, and I made this point with a group yesterday, the worst case of using the internal fractions for a sprint is the one-turn mile. They are really slippery. They're very difficult to adjust. They're very difficult to use. With that in mind, well, I don't want to go back 4 months on this horse either because he's not. He's been declining for quite a while.
Use the second line back and use the internal fractions for the route. The internal fractions for the route.
Yeah, but if you use the internal fractions for the route, it doesn't matter. I'm open to suggestion here.
Yeah. You're going to give him a 45.
If you call him 45 before 2011, he's not. You may as well not
that's right.
bother with him anymore.
That's right. He won't match his 45.
That's for sure. He won't fit.
Well, what I'm going to suggest is that as bad as these one-turn miles are to use the internal fractions from, I'm going to suggest we use them.
Which horse is winning?
Every horse.
Trustee.
No, I'm using the whole race for this. But he doesn't have to go the rest of the distance.
Neither does Peaceful Limits.
I understand that, but Peaceful Limits got left at the gate too. I mean, that's, it's worst of all, what do you want to do? See, if Peaceful Image ran better last time than he had for a while, okay? So what are you locked into? You want to go back and use one of those races that he has no chance in, or do you want to represent his current form?
Actually, what you're saying in that regard is, Peaceful Image ran the entire race in his last race. That is to say, to the end, whereas Trustee Danis, while he didn't finish as strong, he still ran a very good 7 furlongs. And you want to find a way to deal with the first two fractions to make it fit, because we've already tried. If we use the route and nowhere near 45, we want to keep it.
This is not easy. Okay, this is not an easy race because this damn one-turn mile. At San Anita, this would be an easy race because you don't have the one-turn mile to deal with. You've got two horses coming out of that. If we only had Angle Arc Indian Sign, now we got three horses coming out of that one-turn mile.
Yeah, I've tried some. I don't know if anybody else has tried it or not. And since the synergism program takes two-fifths, you know, it takes two-fifths off of each call, does that for you and all that conversion. I use a one-turn mile. I put those two-fifths back. I add two-fifths to that. So it leaves it where it is, and I go ahead and take it and go.
I actually add to the one-turn mile.
Yeah. Tom.
Yeah.
This horse, we call him 45 because we think he can do 45. If you use the fractions on the one turn mile in his last race, and you call him 45 and 1, that's close. Even if you increase 2 on the 109.2, you get him in 109.4, he has gone 10 flat a couple times in his earlier routes, albeit Santa Anita, but he demonstrated that that's close.
So why don't you use what? All right, I kind of know where I'm going. I just want to make sure we all get there together. Right. Well, let's use his internal fractions from his last race. Okay. Who wants to jump back to February 15th? Now, see, there is one argument for February 15th. That is the projected pace of today's race, 45.
Why don't you just change the pace line from last race a little bit? Just adjust it slightly.
Nah, because then you're doing something he didn't do.
Well.
We're going to spend some more time on this, mainly because we have three horses in this race that are coming out of that silly mile. What?
Correct. Country Cat is your total race and go back.
It's not a bad idea.
If you take his last race and make him 45-1 and 109-4, put him right for a center.
Okay, let me tell you.
Everybody's had one of his 44.
Alright. Okay, let me give you a baseline to use on Preston Dennis. Write this down. So again, I also keep the fractional times on this one-turn mile. You're right in using this one-turn mile, the fractions. The line, I'll give you a 6 furlong time, we'll just have to deal with that because I'm not going to give you 7. The fractions in this race are 22, 45, 110 flat. And what I would suggest to you doing is keeping it at 6 furlongs, using the 110 flat, but giving him the beat lengths he had at 7 furlongs. In other words, getting beaten 1.5, because that's where he was at the end of 7 furlongs in his last race. Instead of projecting out what the 110 would be at 7 furlongs in the race, because I don't get that.
I understand what you just said. I don't quite understand how you got there.
All right, what I'm going to tell you, I got there.
122 or 2.
All right.
Where did 110 come from? When I looked at 109.2.
You
made the adjustment 3
instead of 2. I got to tell you, I told you earlier that what I'm doing is shortcutting the process for us. you're handicapping with me again. I mean, that's all I can do is say that that's the way we're going to do it. I keep fractional variance for all of the races. I have one for the half mile, I have one for the three-quarter mile. And that particular day, that 109 and change, 109 and 2 equates to a 110 and 1. I'm giving you some insight. I mean, that's what I keep. I'm imposing that on you as a group because this is supposed to be a day with handicapping with me. If you want to use the one-turn mile, put your hard time charts for just a moment before you take any length off. The $20,000 race in a one-turn mile, write this down. The fractions are 45 and 1, 110, actually 110.3, let's make it 110 and 1. The 0.3 is in tenths, okay? So it's actually 110, 1.5. What is the $20,000 six furlong par? 45.2, isn't it? 110 and 3. Okay, now those are reasonably accurate. Now let's talk about using the internal fractions for a one-turn mile. What would you do if given, actually kind of glad we have this raised up. If this is the fractions in a one-turn mile, if we were doing a two-turn mile, we'd say that's 44 and 3, 109 and 2, wouldn't we? That's taking two off. What about with a one-turn mile? What would you say is the proper adjustment for all of this? Back it up. 45.2, 110.1. Just add one length to the half. I just gave you the pars. Which says that if you're going to use the one-turn mile fractional times, add one length to the half mile and add two lengths to the three-quarter mile. Okay. You all have the part-time chart. You can all get there by just looking at the part-time chart on the left.
That's the rule of thumb.
It's not a rule of thumb. It's right there on your part-time chart. It's more than a rule of thumb. That's an action. That's reality.
How big is the quarter?
Well, I don't have the quarter. I don't keep a quarter mile fraction. Estimate the quarter, though. What would you say is a reasonable quarter for a 45 and what?
22,
right? That's reasonable. And since the quarter doesn't impact any rating at all, it doesn't impact factor W, does not impact early, does not impact sustain, so what if you're length off? Has everybody written that down? Because you still have to deal with a one-turn mile when you leave the classroom. And that is based on a par chart. Those are accurate. So if you're going to use the one-turn mile, add a length there and add two lengths to the final. Now let's go back. Scratch what I told you about Trustee Dennis's fractions before. We won't use my adjustments. We'll use what we can get off the racing board. Use the beaten lengths. They're running all out. It's not like the two-turn race where they're being rated. They're running all out of these 100 miles. Use the beaten lengths as they show. Trustee Dennis now. 44 and 4, then adjust to what?
45.
All right. 109 and 2, adjust to what? 109 and 4, doesn't it? Okay. Now, the adjustment I looked up says that the track was a couple of points fast to the three quarters, but we won't use mine because you don't have access to it. So now that one turn mile for Trustee Danis is 22, 45, 109, and 4. Will you buy that?
Yep.
All right. Peaceful Images race. Will you buy Peaceful Image using the whole mile and rolling the sprinter route back into it at this distance only at this racetrack? And you can do that without me. You can do that anytime and it'll hold up pretty reasonably.
Phew! What's the sprint route adjustment?
Pardon?
What's the sprint route adjustment?
Ask me a little later. Because if you're not using my variance, it's an entirely different number. And I can tell you because I gave you a part-time chart. Just look it up. You don't have to ask me. Okay. Just look at the difference between the par variant at those two distances.
Thank you.
Emperor El Norte. What does the race he's in, based on what we just did here, fractions on his last race?
45, 110, and 4.
All right, make that race 22, 45, 110, and 4. No one ever said this was easy. This is more difficult than any race we had yesterday. Trust me. But it's also, maybe we'll wind up as an insight.
If we're using your variance and we're doing this, what variant do we use?
I'll have that answer in a minute. We're going to have to move on.
Okay.
Back to where we started. We're ready to put it in the computer now. We have angle arc, principal image, inclined sine, emperor and amarte. Did I miss somebody? Trustee Dan. All right. Ready. Who wants to run the computer? We had your wife here yesterday. At least you should have taken her job.
Well, I'll take it.
We're only about 15 minutes behind where we were. The rest of the races on the card are a lot easier than this one. Take 15 minutes, get coffee. Now, are you running the race already? No, I haven't given you any variance to use. Okay. Can I have the variance for a minute? Hang on, before you take your coffee, let me give you the adjustments we're going to use, because you may want to run these later yourself. Okay. Anglark's last race on June 12th is plus 0.15.
I'm sorry.
Trustee Davis's race on June 9th. Excuse me. A nice race. We use the sprint variance for the day, which is plus 0.1. Peaceful image. The adjustment, the sprint to route using my variance is 2.2 on this particular program. The variant that day was minus 1.10. Therefore, the adjustment you put in to bring him from 8 furlongs back to 7 is plus 1.10. Anybody using my variance? Can you see what we got there? The sprinter route using, we have two sprinter routes we're dealing with, depending on whether you're using synergism or the basic phase 3. The synergism sprinter route is 2.2 using my variance. You can see that on the sprint on the part-time chart. Okay? The variant that day for the one-turn mile was minus 1.1. Therefore, the adjustment needed to bring him back from 8 to a sprint is then the difference between plus 2.2 and minus 1.10, or 1.10. Okay? Indian Science race on June 16th is minus 0.35. The Emperor's race on June 15th is minus 0.20. Did I get everybody?
Yeah.
All right, those are the adjustments you use. Take 15 minutes and we'll put the matrix up on the board. It's not so much the race is tough in terms of winding up with a winner, but the race is tough in terms of formatting it and getting it into your computer is what's really tough. There's a problem with all of this, and that is if you roll him back from a one-turn mile and use the whole 1/3 mile, make the adjustment. The only readout you wind up with that is usable, that is halfway reasonable, is the factor W number. So what I had to do was compute that factor W number and then create the fractions based on what he normally runs to give us the fractions. His last race, so if you go back beyond his last race, you don't give him credit for having run in a very strong race to that level. That in bowl race was very strong. If you go beyond that, you're not giving him any credit at all. With that in mind, he tied up the number one factor W with Trustee Davis, who we took out of the 1/3 mile, but we took his fractions, which is a little more scientific, a little more usable. Those two horses wind up with number one. So Peaceful Image, I had to compute the fractions individually and then put them up there. This is not the way they came out, because obviously they wouldn't. One would be at a half mile, the other would be 3/4, and the other would be 1. That's the matrix we wind up with in this race. Take a moment, write them down, and then we'll analyze them to the level and then decide to pass. We passed a number of races yesterday, but we went through it all.
Are those fraction times?
These are all fractions. Right here, the first three, right. Then a percent energy, and then the rest. The percent energy on piece is 51 something.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to, I mean, I could say 5180, 5190, but I'm guessing anyway. The point is that we have a part to compare it to.
And that's W early and sustain.
W correct? Early sustain.
All right. Thank you.
I said we didn't have a race this stuff yesterday, but I'll take that back. The ninth race was a stinker last year. That's why we finally decided if you play in volume, take these two horses, which happened to be one of them was a winner. But we had a hell of a time putting that one up, too. We had one horse on a one turn downhill, 6.5 furlongs, another one in a sprint, and then another one around. So that was really a tough one. Got them all down?
No.
All right. Trustee Davis and Peaceful Energy, according to the group. Let's look at the energy on it.
What's the right energy number for a spread at Hogg Park? 52, 5230 or 40 up to about 5330, somewhere in that area. Does anybody? I'm not going to do that then. Indian sign. Indian sign is too high to run 6, let alone 6.5 or 7 with pressure. Okay? His 5364 won't win very many 7 furlong races at Hollywood Park and San Diego 1. If you could conceive of him being out by 2 or 3 lengths by himself, where he can kind of slow things down a little bit, then he might be a real threat. Is he going to be able to clear Trustee Dennis by 2 or 3 lengths?
No.
Okay, the answer to that is maybe. Okay, but the probability says absolutely not. Okay, Indian sign now, as one of the two horses, is a bad play for us. Because it does not fit the energy number, does not fit based on what we projected to be the pace of the race, which we could have already bet the race based on that. But it doesn't fit the pace of the race, because it's basically the same number as Trusty Danis, right? So Indian sign is a real negative here. Plus the rankings are not all accurate. 4-2-5, and the 2 ought to be a comfortable 1 to give the horse a real chance. Can we eliminate Indian sign from this matrix?
Yes.
All right, now, does anybody fit this energy number?
Trusty Danis.
Trusty Danis and Emperor El Norte fit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What context did we draw them from?
One turn mile
Brexville times. So they're not quite right, folks. But they're close enough, I think, to fit both of them. Is there any? I'll just ask a few questions and get answers in here, because there are a couple of things I want to point out. Is Trusty Danis, do you suppose, is the best sustained horse in this race?
No.
See, that's why we have Hasty Holiday up with 1-1-1 yesterday. We knew that wasn't the best sustained horse in the race by any means. Trusty Danis is probably the best early. Based on the data we used, it's probably the best factor W, but it is not the best sustained in the race by any stretch of the imagination. This 5332 is kind of bogus, is his last fraction. It will not be there. But Trusty Danis, based on everything we do in this methodology, based on what we did as a group, Trusty Danis is probably pretty safe as one of the two plays, isn't it? It is the pace of the race. He's run against a little bit better. I'll tell you one thing, I wouldn't go to the bank on the horse. But just based on the data we've got up here, Trusty Danis might be one of the safe two plays, right? Can I hear something on that?
Right.
Is that my answer?
Yes.
Doesn't have to be number one sustained.
Okay. It doesn't. Does not have to be number one sustained. And isn't. Let's get rid of that. The computer lied to us here. And it happens all the time. Okay, you just have to go back into your numbers after you get the numbers. All right, so Trusty Danis is probably pretty safe as number one. Is this race, unless you have a little insight over and above what we've just done, is this race the case for a prime bet?
No.
Jesus, I hope not.
Jesus, I hope not.
Okay, no, I would... I could bet some in this race, but this would not be... This would be like the 9th race last night for me. I'm going to tell you about what the base my bet on. Now, you got two horses in here, one of which came out of a 7 furlong race that was clearly better as a rating, as a race rating, then the rest of these horses are coming out of the next piece winner. The other horse in here that's a possibility, I think, or the other two, are both Angle Arc and Emperor El Norte. Now, Angle Arc is clearly on an improving pattern. He's clearly improving. His last race was 3 lengths better than the previous, and he had some problems in the race. Peaceful Image. Is he improving or not? What do you think?
No.
He's been at 20-16 since February. On May 11th, he wins a $20,000 race in a race that won't win many $20,000 races. Count on that, 124-3. His next race, 117-3, is the $10,000 par at the racetrack. And he gets beat 3¾ lengths by Pepe's Council in that race. Now, his last race, if you base everything on his last race, you might say make a case for Peaceful Image. But if you take his other three races and put a variant to them, plus the races beyond that, it's hard to make a case for peaceful amusement strips. The only case you can make for him is that if Trustee Davis decides not to finish, then Peaceful Image, Angle Arc, and Emperor and El Norte will all be sitting kind of there waiting for somebody to fall down in front of them. And finally, Aerobatic Cowboy may be coming very, very
soon. Just leaving the gate now.
So, we got one horse established as one of our horses, and that's Trustee, right? Pretty much as the group, okay? My own preference in here would be to lean toward Angle Arc as the second horse. That's my preference, okay? I love horses that are improving. You never know how good they're going to get, and he's got some back class to go over. I could also make a little case for Emperor because if he's improving also because of his energy. Who wants, we're going to do this as a group now, write them down because we're going to test this as soon as 145 comes and we get a result of this race. How many people now would want to use Angular, I mean, Trustee Davis is one of their two horses? Okay, write it down. How many of you want to use Angle Arc as one of your two horses? Okay, write that down for yourselves. How many of you want to use Peaceful Image as one of your two horses? All right, now nobody has written that one down. How many of you want to use Indian Sign as one of your two horses? And how many of you would use Emperor El Norte as one of your two horses? Now you're going to get the benefit of some price on Emperor.
You will get the benefit of
put the four of them in the day.
Yeah, this is one if you're going to play the double, you might want to spread it around a little bit. Because if Trustee Davis could be trusted, if Trustee Davis could be trusted in here, he'd be pretty solid.
He should be a fair price.
I doubt it.
I don't know. Actually, I agree with you.
Well, that's right. They got Peaceful Image picked on top.
All abundance of picking Peaceful Image and Emperor.
Yeah, Angular. Yeah, it's the second there. One is 14, one is 12, and I think it drops to 5. But I think Trustee Davis has never gotten a lot of respect for Mr. even when he was really sharp. So I kind of agree with you that Trustee Davis might be a decent price. And if we've done our work right, this race runs, or the way we forecasted it, Trustee Davis would be really tough in here. The one thing you got going for you, at a decent price, you got him in front, probably coming home. Okay, that's always a plus. I mean, look at Bolshire the other night.
Yeah.
You know, there's a horse that figured to have two lengths on the field and drew that outside post, which is where you want to be.
Yeah.
Now see, in this case, the disadvantaged horse in here probably is Angle Arc, because he's drawn toward the inside. But he's also going to come out of it. So he'll drop back a little bit and probably come around some horses. So Trustee Davis is probably, he's drawn well, he's in the right spot, and he's just not 100%. I mean, you can tell that by looking at his form. But he'll be tough, probably. And whatever other one you chose, we'll give results at 12:45. Let's just kind of set up the next race, because we can't go to lunch at 12, because we can't get in after 12. Let's get started on the second race. And trust me when I say that this is pretty clear cut, this one will go much, much better. If nothing else, the first race was fun. My apologies to those of us that have already made it, but this one will tend to bowl. Pull your hair out after that one. Here we go. This is a non-winner of non-winners award.